The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said of Jesus, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons." Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder his house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Jesus says, whoever sins, whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. So people always want to know, what's the sin against the Holy Spirit that you can never be forgiven of? I was at a parish once, my deacon assignment, 20-something years ago. Some disgruntled man called up on the phone and he said, "I want to know what the sin is that you can't be forgiven of, because I want to quit." What's the sin that you can't be forgiven of? What's the sin against the Holy Spirit? Pope John Paul II wrote an encyclical letter on the Holy Spirit, Dominum et Vivificantem, in which he addresses this question very thoroughly. To blaspheme against the Holy Spirit is not so much to utter some choice words against the Holy Spirit. To blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, rather, is to refuse to accept what the Holy Spirit offers. Okay, and that deserves a little bit of explaining. Remember now, sin lies in the will. The essence of sin is in your will. You can't sin by accident. You can't sin by mistake. You can't sin by a feeling. You can't sin by an emotion. We've been created in freedom, and we're going to be judged under what we've done with that freedom. Sin consists of saying, "I don't want to know what's true. I don't want to know to do what's good. I just want what I want." The essence of sin lies in the will. And since the Holy Spirit is the one who teaches us what's true and who leads us to choose what's good, the sin against the Holy Spirit is committed by the one who says, "I have the right to keep on sinning." Without repentance, without trying, without effort, the sin against the Holy Spirit is committed by the one who says, essentially, what God calls sin, I call good, or I call acceptable, or I call not that big a deal. That's the sin against the Holy Spirit. Now, by that measure, a sin against the Holy Spirit is actually frighteningly common. The reason why it's unforgivable is because the very grace of forgiveness is itself what's rejected. Not by God's plan, right? But by our obstinate free will. This is where hardness of heart comes from. This is where final impenitence comes from. This is where eternal damnation comes from. It's serious business. Okay, so you want to resist this temptation, you know, to sit there and say, "Well, God, I'm in the, I mark myself safe because I'm in the pews on Monday morning in church." We want to comb through our lives very, very carefully and just simply ask this question: where am I complacent with my faults? Where do I commit sins and say, "Well, that's just human weakness"? You stop trying, you stop putting forth any effort. Where have you become complacent with sins of omission? Because remember, A saint is not just someone who sits and locked up in his room all day. I mean, we're called to go out and do good. Where have you become complacent without even putting forth the effort that we need to do the good that God has called us to? And we've stopped trying. That's where we're guilty of the sin of the Holy Spirit, sin against the Holy Spirit. There's good news today. There's good news today in this gospel. Jesus says a kingdom divided itself against itself cannot stand. And that is the very definition of Satan. The word diabolic comes from two Greek words, dia and balein, which means to tear into two. Satan is nothing but division. That's why his kingdom can't stand. His perimeter has been penetrated. And the fact that Jesus drives out the evil spirit is proof that he will have no kingdom, no followers, and no reign. And so will all who are foolish enough to follow him. He is defeated. History's ultimate loser. That's the good news. There's a warning, though, here today. And that is that we do not unwittingly fight alongside him by refusing to try, by refusing to repent, by refusing to receive the grace that the Holy Spirit offers. So let's pray today that we would always be open to receive the grace of that Holy Spirit and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us. St. Angela Merici, pray for us.